Играется.
And today we're up to Daf Chafei Amud Aleph. We're starting from the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, starting from the words B'mam Mefaisim, second to last now. Let's just give a quick chazara. Rava said, Avayda Silik Behechol Mal. Even though we know that Afnaya Lefnim, the Avayda has to be putting on, what about taking off? So Gemara was Paishit, that a Kodesh said Mibaisal Pareichas, and it says only Mibaisal Pareichas. Therefore, the Hechel is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you only Chayiv on putting on, not on taking off. Gemara asks, if Yisrael sets up the Shulchan, you should be Chayiv. Gemara says, no, there's Sidur Bezichin. Let you be chayiv sidur bezichin, silik vaktar. Okay, setting up the menorah. Put the psila, the wicken. Putting the wicks in, you be chayiv. Putting the shaman. Putting the shaman, you should be chayiv. Do that lock off. That lock, you should be chayiv. That lock is not enough.
Now, this shows something that about the tama, even if what's afterwards is not an avoda, you still say avoda.
Very good.
Right? That's what you say.
Very good. Very good. Because by the menorah.
Yeah.
By the menorah, yeah. So Gemara says, I lighting the mizbeach is avoda. That's an avoda. I looked again. The Dvar says, Atotzal Yosa, it's avoda rabba to get the wood going. So it's a whole concept item. You ever tried lighting a fireplace? I tried doing it 15 years ago. I haven't done it since.
I tried to go camping and it was terrible.
It's avoda rabba. Lighting a wick is nothing. That's the Dvar's Michal. That's why the lighting of the menorah is not an avoda. It's not an avoda. It's easy. See the Maracha, you should be chayim. So, no, you still have to do the Gizri Eitzim. I Gizri Eitzim, you still have the Sidur Avarim. I, Rabbi Yochan holds, setting up the Gizri Eitzim, you chayim. Machlaikis, is that considered Avoda Tamo or not? And then we brought two Brises, one like Rav, one like Levi. Why is there four Pisces? In order to make a noise in the Azar when you serve in Kodesh Bar. Second to last airline. B'mam Mefaisim. What were the Kahanim wearing during the Pais? Rav Nachman on Big Dechol. They kept on a Big Dechol. And then if you were Zerchi, you got the job, you switched it to Big Dechaydish. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. Rav Sheish Shasamer, no. You did Big Dechaydish. He said he did a Big Dechaydish. The obvious question is, are you allowed to have enough from Big Dechaydish? Can a kain wears Big Dechaydish to play tennis? That could be none. I don't do this. No, that's better. If you hold that the Avni was made out of Klayim, so you're not allowed to walk around Shabbos. When you're doing that Avodah, you're allowed to. They're not doing that Avodah. It's not allowed to wear Klayim.
Let's say you held, did the Klayim have to take off? Klayim, he didn't have to take off his Big Day Kaidish every time he finished the carbon, did he?
No, we're talking about the Klayim head yet.
No, but I'm talking about Klayim head yet, right? You're asking, he's wearing Big Day, but I'm saying, Stam, a Klayim does a Velda carbon one, then he's not going to do carbon two. Carbon two, he's not going to do for 3 hours. Because there are other people who have had it. Does he have to take off the begot in between? I don't think so.
Tyson says like you. So what about here? Then it starts.
Right, but there was this for, it was for part of the it was something that was part of the avoda.
The Shabbos guy says like you. Where's that verse again? Shagasari says your svara. Shagasari says svara.
I'm not complaining.
It's haschalas avoda. So therefore, it's considered a chelik avoda. And the Beis Halevi says that by the pious, they just didn't wear the belt. Put on afterwards.
Put on.
In general, I mean, if a guy had to do a carbon, so he puts it on a minute before.
No,
I don't know. I remember something about this. He says, Taisa Samach Tasa, Samach Tasa, the Essence. And then he says, But there's no Megillah. If you say Nitna Tyre Ala Malach Esharz, that's where you're coming from. Okay, we'll get there. Akapanim, that's the answer. Akapanim, he said, Rishesh says it wore big day Kaidish. Now we explain both Shitas. Rav Nach ben Amar, four lines to the bottom. Not Rav Menachem, Rav Nach ben Amar. The big day Chol that we're discussing if when the Kain is sitting there for the pious, what Beganim are they wearing? Rav Nach would hold the word big day Chol. Do you have big day Kaidish? Ikebal Israelis, you have these people. How was that word used?
Muscle
bound. Strong people. The Chamsin Vavdi, you say, I'm wearing the big Kaidish, I'm taking the job. Whether or not I got the pious. Whether or not I got it. That's the way Rashi learns. And the Ritva means, no, he thinks maybe he got the pious. Not for sure. What does it mean to Gemara?
Aruni. Doesn't need it. The Rav pulled one out from his pocket.
Zigamar Benachs, I'll tell you about it afterwards.
I saw a woman teaching to pull out Gemaras from the past. Rabbit.
So Baal Yisrael, they will take the job and they're not supposed to get it. And the Ritva says, when they think they were supposed to get it. Rav Sheish Lam Big Day Chol, Diyam Big Day Chol, Agav Chaviv Huse, they're so excited to do the Avaidah, Nikri Vavdi. If you're going to have to do the Big Day Chol, the guy will be all excited, I won the lottery, I got it. He'll run to do the Avaidah, he's totally Big Day Chol.
There's nobody else there to stop him. With a whole bunch of people with the pious, right? He's running.
When was the last time you saw little kids?
A little kid.
I have little kids at home. When they get excited, he's not
stopping
them.
My kids are bigger already.
Exactly.
Oh, we're not little kids.
No, my point is, there's an exuberance that they have. You're not stopping, they're going.
Okay.
These Kehanim are excited to get their Avodah. Okay. They're going.
They're like running, the way the people run the Kiddush, you know? Like, you can't get in the way.
I hear.
No. So, the Gursari asks, why are we only going to concern they're going to run to do the Avodah wearing Big Day Chol? Why are we concerned about the Trumas Hadeshen they're going to run doing the Avodah without doing Kibshi Daim Raglayim?
Maybe they do it before they do the Pious. Before they do the Pious, they do the Kibshi Daim Raglayim.
Very good. That before they did the Pious, they washed their hands before. They did Kibshi Daim Raglayim. Amr of Nachman, I mean, how do I know that, again, Rav Nachman holds, he wore Big Day Chol, it's not. After somebody got the job, they took him, Masl Chazan, they gave him to the Shamash. And Mashit Lais Big Day, they take off the clothing. You got the pious, first thing he does, he took off his clothing. They took it all for him. The only thing they left him with was his pants. Now, Samaylav, Lais Chazan Chol Pais. Must be the one who got the pious. Till now, he was wearing Big Day Chol. They took off the Big Day Chol and left out of his pants. So you see, he did the pious with Big Day Chol. Sorry.
Gemara.
What? Sorry?
His pants were Big Day Chol.
Everything was Big Day Chol. They took everything off and they left on the Big Day Chol.
We're not Amina. We just gave two Sforas here, right?
Yes, to prove it.
We have to prove that the Sfar is right. I mean, each one gave his Sfar, which he thinks is...
So any time the Gemara says a Sfar, why do you have to bring a Raya?
No, right. You're bringing a Raya...
Why is there ever Mino Amina on the field?
No, Mino Amina... So Mino Amina is different than Toshima.
Toshima
is, I'm bringing a Raya. Good, you have to bring Rayas. You have to bring Rayas against the other side, right? But Amina means how do I know? It's not Tashma. It's a different
Swar.
It's a different lashon.
I hear it. Yeah, you say Tashma.
Tashma, fine. That's like what we call a Gemara. But this is Amina.
I don't have a license to switch the words Tashma, but hey, Kasha.
You hear? I'm right.
I hear yes. It shouldn't say. I hear. Good. I have an answer.
Okay.
So my love, the oyster shzachol pais. They talk of everything. They just bring Big Day Chol. It's like for now, Amr Avuna, no. The guy who didn't get their job means everybody was wearing Big Day Kaidish. He didn't get the job. You're not making any mistakes. We're taking your clothing off. This way, he didn't take the job. I'll prove it to you. Alchanan Mistabro, the Yisak, a diet of Bois, Shazachal Apayas. If you're telling me the one who got the job, they took off his big day. Chol. And they left him with his pants, right? Again, we're telling me the guy was running Bidechol, and he took everything, left his pants on. And now, you're going to give him the job. But that means now you're going to start putting on the Bidei Kodesh. But Tanya, nothing can go on the Kayan's body before the pants. I'm going to prove to you that only the one who didn't get the job. Why? Because we're talking about the one who got the job. The one who got the job, Hazan and Mana took out everything and left on his pants. Good. So what do you say they left on? They left on the big dick hole. And now they're going to put the big dick kaidish on top of the pants? You can't do that. The pants got to go on first. Right? So you're telling me it has to be he was wearing big dick hole. He was wearing a big dick hole. That means you're putting big dick and then take off the pants afterwards? Can't be. Like Kash. While he was wearing big dechol, malbishin oisay michnesay kaidish. What they do is as follows: he's wearing all dal begadim, and now the first thing he did was take off the michnesay chol, put on the michnesay kaidish, and then they take off the rest of the big dechol. My shitin oisay big dechol. They took off all the big dechol. He's wearing four begadim. Now the begadim he's wearing is, let's say, big dechol. So while he's still wearing big dechol,
they take off.
What they did was first they put on the mitzvah kaidish. That means they had to take off the mitzvah, say, the chol pants. Quickly put on the kaidish pants. Take all the chol pants off.
And
now you see he's left with the kaidish pants. Because they took off the big dechol, and the only left was the mitzvah.
So they didn't leave it in pants; they switched it.
Correct. Yes.
So correct. You see over here, why did they have to take off the big dechol of everybody else? I mean, if we were talking about whether there's an issue to continue wearing the big, the dal begadim, right? So we were saying possibly not. Whatever. But so here, if there's no isha, they could have kept on their big dekodesh to wait for the next
fight. What's the rush? So I would say tomorrow, since they're going to jump to the avodas, that would stop them in the tracks.
Oh, so that's okay.
Amar Shem.
I hear. Okay.
Amar Rev, where are we holding? Sheshes. Minamina. Sheshes will bring right to Ishita that they wore big dekodesh. Let's see. Tasani. Lishchas Hagaz is kemin besilki gedai la'isa. Lishchas Hagaz is like a besilki. I think in English it's called a basilia.
Basilica.
Basilica. Sound like that.
Basilica.
Now I know what that is. But I know what Rashi tells me. Ba'is kevayu shalaliya. Rashi. Huh? Ahai. Ba'is. That's it. So now. Pious b'mizrach, the pious was on the eastern side of Lishchas Hagazos, and the zaket Yoshev Yeshiva was b'marav. Kahanim akimu kafir va'aymnu kemin b'kulayer, and they're all surrounding him like a circle, like a piece of jeweler. The reason is, when he's making the announcement what the number is, it'll be difficult to keep track of where the number is ending off. He won't be able to do for his friend. But there's another stuff they did. The Mamuna came. The Neitel Mitznefes Mereish Shalachin. He took the Mitznefes off of one of the Kehanim. The Yoidin, now they knew, Shemimenu Pious Maschel. That's listed. Yisak Adait to Big Dechol. If you tell me they were in Big Dechol, Mitznefes, the Big Dechol Mi'ika. Was there a Mitznefes, the Big Dechol?
I guess they didn't wear Yamukin.
What?
The Haray, they don't wear Yamukin.
No, that's not the Haray. We got this.
Well, Haray is right now. Otherwise, they would have something to take off the Yamukin.
Okay. Well, we got this. Let's look at this.
Okay.
That's a better Raya Sinatisis.
Better Raya, okay.
Sakapanim, we're saying it had to be the wearing Big Day Kaidish, because how would they be wearing a Mitznefes? Alamai, they're wearing Big Day Kaidish. That's what you have to say. Can I ask you what you call the Kohen Gadol's hat?
Mitznefes. or something vas.
It's nefes, right?
But it's all the same.
And what's the kind of head it's called?
Vas.
What does the Gemara call it?
It's nefes.
Okay, but are
it's
we mixed up?
No, it's the same. It's just, it's all wrapped up. Question how you wrap it.
Well, what is it to the kind of head you wrap it's nefes
over the vas? It's a turban.
Taisus, that's my kasher.
Okay.
Actually, I ask Taisus kasher. Look at Taisus or Masla Naito. Midway through Taisus, right by Rabbi Kivega's symbol. Yesh Leimar. Depends who's talking. Lashon Torah Lachor. Lashon Cham Lachor. You're right, the Torah calls it a Mikvas.
Right.
And we call it a Mesnefes.
Like a Malukum and
a Malukum and a Shurik. Yeah, correct. That's what it that's what we want to bring a ride that we bring big day kodesh. Sakhtima no raya. Sakhtima isak died big day chol, besides big day chol meyikin. And yeah, kaditainer of Yehuda vitem reshul by Yehuda, which tomorrow we get to later on. Hey, kain shalsali imak sinus. If the mother of the kain wants, she can make for her child a sinus. And with it, ayvdu be'avaydis yachid. He could do what's called and avoidus yachid. The reason why they did this, Rashi says, is to show the Teferis, the Aisha, the Noi, how excited they were for the mitzvahs. So the mothers would make them a special beggar. The key was called avoidus yachid, but not for avoidus tzibra. That beged was not a big dekodesh.
It just looks like it.
Looks like yeah. Amra Baya, Shema Mino, Lishchas Hakagazis must be Chetzia Makodesh. That's a behold. And we'll prove it in a minute. Ushmamino, Shle Psachum Hayula. There were two entrances to Lishkas Hagazis. Ech a Psoch Bekaidish on the Kaidish side, Ech Psoch Bechol. So let's imagine this is Beis HaMikdash, and here's Lishkas Hagazis. There we go. This is Chol, this is Kaidish. A Kaidish door and a Chol door. And then Mark explains it. Let's see. The Yisrael Gadaitach. Huh?
It's a rugged shava kash.
A rugged shava?
Kash, because you can't have one thing that's kind of continuous.
We'll find out. Let's see. The Yisrael Gadaitach. Kula Kaidish. If this whole thing is Kaidish, Zak and Yeshua b'marava, how could the Zak be sitting here? Amamar, Ein Yeshiva Bazar, Elomech, Melchiz, David, Lobar. The only ones allowed to sit in Nazar is Machab, is David. How do I know? The Rashi is a Pasik. Lamed, Lashar, Sa'in, Rishon, Vnei Hashem. First reason is Allah, Lomesh, Mishinai. The Pasik that we bring is that David and Melch never sat. David and Melch was able to sit in the base of English, right? Sounds good. Which base of English did David and Melch sit in? No.
The Bismarck was
in any. Any.
Only a Mishkan, only we could have been.
So, how could we arrive from David and Melch that the Melch is David? It's in the Bismarck.
It's based David.
Look at Rashi. Alamach is David. What does Rashi say? Melch had Melch David. David never sang the Bismarck. Maybe his grandmother? Ruth served instead of his face in Mikdash. Their device is Kasha. It means the Mishkan. Mishkan, 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 yeah. Where would you have that?
Every not base, right?
Sorry? That's what Rashi means.
Mishkan means Mikdash.
Yeah.
It's interchangeable.
So you brought the Aron into the Mishkan.
Yeah, correct. That's our advice. Now, I'll ask you another question. The Kehanim used to eat kaidish. How'd they eat it? What?
They're not going to eat it standing around. It's a sit.
Kaidish. How do they eat it? They had to sit when you eat. That's in Nazar. What? Taisus says, eating a carbon is tzairach avaida. Sorry, what? What?
If you eat it, it's
in
the Eichen Avaida.
Oh, very good. But you mean it's not dropped differently than Tyson means.
Yeah,
Tyson is not the tarot.
He
says that by Achilles Kachem, it says the Mashkol Gdula. Malachim don't eat standing. I mean, Asher Klein, that's not true. I was preparing for a spiritual day.
Oh, he goes crazy again. Standing on the spoken board of meeting.
Oh, you know this one, yeah. He writes in the Shuva. Yeah, he says he saw somebody eating by the spoken board, standing up. He told him to sign the Kedusha, make sure not to take it for an aid. It means the mice of the Shoyal Meshav. I think it was the Shoyal Meshav. The same Shuva. Shoyal Meshav saw somebody eating outside in the street. He calls the person over, he says, Can you do me a favor? What city are you from? Tells him the name of the city. I need a shliach to send a letter to this Rav of your city. Do you mind being the shliach? I'm so excited. So he takes it, he seals it. I want you to be the bearer of the letter.
Yeah.
He tells his friends, I want you to be the shliach for the letter. Tells his friends, he says, you see, he's mashing, he's so excited. He comes running to the Rav of the city, I forgot the name of the city.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, the city opens up. The shliach is postulated. We don't stand in it.
Pashtus is the person who stands in it. He's wrong, but he's not. Why is he postulated?
No, it doesn't say he's postulated. Yeah. Yeah. No, the Shalmesh's case was eating with shock.
Yeah.
I was like, my condition. Yeah. Standing, that was a pressure climb.
The Shabbat Roah.
If he doesn't understand that he's hurting another person, another Yid, that by eating in the street, someone else will see him, and it will cause that person to have digestive juices, and it starts to act on that stomach, and it eats away, and so he does not have to come over. I could use it for him.
That's why he's doing Lekelev. If he's doing Lekelev, the Kelev is
possible. That's what though.
But...
That's the trip shot, you know that, right?
Chaim Berlin once got a big library from someone.
Yeah.
And people didn't need it. The guy died, and the wife they weren't from. They said his library. So Rav Putna went to pick up the library. So they spoke to the woman. And she said, yeah, her husband came from Vilna, and he had a very big contract. He has a letter from Rav Chaim Meiser. So Rav Putna has to see it. He reads it, and he's laughing. So the letter says, don't you dare shecht in my town. Your shecht doesn't avail.
It's the same story.
A letter from
Zeichan.
All right, it's still something.
Right.
It's
our
name.
How is Haman's offer to have babe and Bunim who were Yoshev made some marriage? Because he ate it a whole Megillah.
Yeah. That's the real reason.
That's
really good. Okay. Yeah.
By the way, a personal chef says, if a person cheats in taxes, halacha maaseh, he doesn't let him be an aide. That gets a lot of people.
Well, he's right. He's right.
Pashtus is right. But,
cheating on taxes, first of all, some people moral ahead. Do other people think it's a mitzvah? So,
all right, Yisrael Gadaita. Kula b'chol, if you're telling me that this is all considered chol, pais from Mizracha, the pais from the Mizrach, are being a bit based like Kim, the Halak Biragash, and has to be in Azara, the Lekra. El Shema Amino, Chetzer, Kodesh Chetzer Chol. Yisrael Gadaita, Pesach, one opening, Opusor, the Kodesh, Zak and Yishev b'mrav. How could he sit there? But now Alishkas Abnuyus b'chol Gemar b'sachem. Psuch zakaydish teich kaydish. If the opening is by kaydish, it's kaydish. Taita psuch l'chol. Pais b'mizrachem. But now Abnuyus b'kaydish psuch l'chol teich l'chol. L'shvam yinosh le psachem ma'aloi. Ech psuch b'kaydish. Ech psuch l'chol. So l'chol. Now look at Taisus. Divrei Masrul. Rabbi Inu. Baron Taisus. Tema. Kim to be in a pious bakaydish, a mile in a face of Mazar Atzma. Why can't they do pious in Nazar? I'm Rabbin Atam. Kim to night from Mitznaf Shalacham him, the talk of the Mitznafs of one of them, Gnai who lamed the loy
Mitznaf
the Snaf of Mazar.
It's a Gnai. Here's what's telling me out of cap a little bit. Here's what
he does. So this time I'm going to run. Very good.
I guess that's what everybody else is doing. That's why you can't do it. If everybody's doing it also, it's not a problem.
Let's see them again around.
That's good.
this.
How about that? We should pay this. Rish Pebes of Prophet Fest in the morning of Rome. Daf Galeelach Asr. Avalamid Vilesh of Shari. Kemuchu Biumid of Hafe. Vain Sham Tais Vamas of Rubi Inam. Masa Shekel. These are Gemara. He says, let's read the entire Gemara. Here's Taisus. After he quotes that, Mashma. Dafka Bazara to be a proud to be with that Yom Tzedakas. Avalishkas Hagazis. Afpi da Pais Echetze Bekaidish. Nikol Makma Hirishayan Lamed. Believe it's Nefes. What did the Beis HaKnesses do? Please talk to Mashma. Talk to Mr. Rura.
Basically, they've done the what?
You could sit there without a yarmulke.
If you're not moving.
I mean, they talk about standing.
Sorry, what?
They talk about standing, not sitting.
Well, no, there's no difference.
Yeah, well, that's... Who knows? When you stand, the people can't see whether you're a yarmulke.
And if you're tall or short.
Dollar. Oh, here, sorry, so this. Talk to Mechaber. Asa Leilich, Bekum is a Kufa, Vela Yelich, Daram's Begile Reish. This is like the Mechaber and Simon Beis.
That's Reish Pei Beis also?
I'm sorry?
Is also Reish Pei Beis?
No, this is Simon Beis, that was Reish Pei Beis. Talk to Mr. Guru. Vela Yelich, Afil Rabayis, Sheish Pei Tikra, Yunan has a roof. Kalash Ketach Savira Shemaim Dish is all the Kuli Yamu. Okay, let's see the Bishop of Shaitan for a second.
That's where Shluf Kapel comes from also.
I'm sorry?
That's where Shluf Kapel comes from also. Show that your head covered.
Well, Midas Chassid, so I feel Pachs with Dar Amis. I feel a base Hashina Belayla. Even while you're sleeping, Midas Chassidus. The Yesh would stand in Lay Merit, I feel Dar Amis. Any also Medina? Rakhlat Stun, all Prakas of Ataz. Is Maneno to Isser Als, Chrisan Lay Silech. And then he brings down. Daf, first of all, le'ini gile roish, putting your hand on your head, it works, but won't work for a bracha.
It works if you have your sleeve.
That's for a bracha.
For a
bracha. Gile roish works for your hand. And then he says, le'ilach tachas avir shumayim, it will not work with your hand. Only works in the room. So there's just a shiny chuva. Here it is. The shiny chuva brings a bechar shar. Al masha also leilch daramis lav dafka alicha el afila b'amid of yeshiva. Mashkasa magen Avraham mitesef from Tyson Yuma. He says, no Ryan from Taisvis. Yes, from stuff. So take it off. He covers up with his hair. So he disagrees with his hair. So he disagrees. Let's just see the Mishnah. We'll stop by the, after the Mishnah. A pious Hashani, what was the second pious? Mishaychet, Umizayrik. That was one person. Mimach, Mizbech, Panimi. Mimbadashna, Seminoira, Umimale, Vaim, Bilkevish. Then, Haroish Varagol is one kind. Shteidayim is another kind. Ukitz Varagol is another kind. Ukitz is the tail and the left foot. Achoza Vager, that's the neck, another kind. Shteidifan is the two flanks, another kind. Akrabayim, another kind. Asoil is another kind. Achavitin, another kind. Vahin. A total of Shleish HaSekehanim, Zachabai, Yomar, Menazif, Nerevi, Kivishur, Yeshua, Derech, Lucha, Yekariv. You want to know in what order they gave the Kehanim the parts of the animal, the way the animal walked, the head, etc., etc. Not in the order we gave from here. All right, Yibayru, we'll save tomorrow. It's all looks like we'll stop here.
It's good. It's good. Yeah.